This is Georgia Focus, a public affairs presentation of this radio station and the Georgia News Network. Join us for the next 30 minutes as we feature a discussion about an issue of ongoing importance and relevance to you and your neighbors across Georgia.
Hey, it's Georgia Focus on Wild 105.7 and 96.7. Today we are here with Atlanta Beltline Org with Rob Broner, the program director of the Beltline Organization Partnership. And we also have Dan Popovic, and you are the race director. And then we also have a volunteer by the name of Sherry Oswald. I guess, Rob, we'll start with you since you are part of the partnership, and you can tell us a little bit about the Beltline.
Sure. Well, the Atlanta Beltline is the most transformative, exciting thing happening in the city of Atlanta. It's really improving the quality of life by connecting Atlanta's neighborhoods, connecting them with transit, connecting them with parks, with trails, building new affordable housing, and importantly also improving the health of the city. And that's how the running series, which we started last year, got started as one way to really get people out on the trails we've already built, give them sneak peeks of the ones that are under construction or underway, and, you know, really bring communities together in a whole new way.
So how did it actually come about? Like, when, you know, I mean, how would you guys sit down?
Yeah, no, it's actually a great story. There was a gentleman, Ryan Gravel, who was a master's student at Georgia Tech. And back in 1999, he wrote his master's thesis looking at how the transportation systems that cities choose can actually shape the type of development that happens. So if you look back in Atlanta's early history, when we were actually streetcar-based, much more compact, but then the highway systems came in, and that kind of led to all the suburban sprawl that we have. And Ryan was looking at European cities like Paris and other cities around the U.S., and he looked at those as models and then looked to Atlanta and saw that we've got this great infrastructure already in place that was built back when Atlanta first got started back in the 1800s as a railroad hub.
Wow.
And so actually using those old railroad corridors to build a transit system in the core of the city that would connect in with the larger regional MARTA system, but that transit system could actually shape new development, get people around the core of the city a lot better, and ultimately create a much more walkable, sustainable, compact urban core. And then it grew from that thesis, actually up through the communities. Ryan sent his thesis out to a bunch of people, and Kathy Woolard, who was in city council at the time,
right,
she actually really fell in love with this. The two of them and some other folks started a group called Friends of the Beltline.
Oh, cool.
And they actually started going neighborhood to neighborhood, and ultimately it got up to Mayor Franklin, where she took it on as one of her major initiatives during her administration. So that was probably about 2005 that the Beltline redevelopment plan got approved.
And so you were able to start.
Yeah, so there was that plan was approved at the end of 2005 for the redevelopment, which actually brought the financing in place for it, or the main financing.
Right.
And then there was a work plan in the summer of 2006 that was adopted. An organization, Atlanta Beltline Inc., was created to be the implementing entity. And so we've been underway now for about, a little bit over 5 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing. Cool. So is it actually finished in the development process?
It's not finished, but there are parts that are open. So we've got, it's a 25-year project, and we're about a little bit over 5 years in. Yeah. But the good news is we've already opened up more than 3 miles of trails. We've got another about 2.5 miles opening up this month in July. So everybody should be checking out the East Side Trail, which will be connecting Piedmont Park down to Irwin Street down in the old Fourth Ward.
Okay.
So that'll actually connect in Freedom Park, Historic Fourth Ward Park, which is one of the brand new parks we opened last year, and Piedmont Park, and will connect into the trail that goes through Freedom Park and out to Stone Mountain. So you actually have a lot of connectivity. You see a lot of people starting to use that to ride and walk and run up to Piedmont Park. So
that's
we're
cool.
Very excited about that. Last year, we opened up 4 parks. So in addition to the historic Fourth Ward Park, we opened up the City of Atlanta's first public skate park. We had Tony Hawk came out to help open that one. He gave some money to it and surprised us. His his people came in a couple of days before and told him he had to get on his plane and come check this out. So we opened that up last summer. And then we have two other parks down on the south side. We've got Stanton Park, which is in Peoplestown, just about a mile south of Turner Field, which is great. It's got a splash pad, so I'm sure a lot of people out there in this heat right now using it. And then we've also got the Boulevard Crossing Park, which the first phase of that opened up this past summer. It's got a couple soccer fields. Those get lots of use because they're not really a lot of soccer fields, public soccer fields in the city.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. So do you actually see the enhancements? I mean, obviously you see the development, but are you seeing the differences in the community as it's being built?
Yeah. The amazing thing about the Beltline, the Atlanta Beltline, is that it's really about revitalizing a lot of neighborhoods, bringing new development and a new type of development that, again, is more walkable, more sustainable. And if you look around the parks that we've already opened, if you go to Historic Fourth Ward Park, for example, you've got new developments that have come up around that park that were built knowing that the park was coming. You've got more that are in various stages of permitting. You've got the Ponce City Market redevelopment that's happening. So that's the old City Hall East, the Sears building there between North Avenue and Ponce.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's going to be really, really awesome. It's going to be Atlanta's version of Chelsea Market. New York's Chelsea Market, but this will be bigger and better.
Really?
Oh yeah. No, it's really, really, it's really awesome. So you see a lot of new development happening, and you see a lot of opportunities for development where we've started to put stakes in the ground with new parks, new trails, and I think you'll really see these neighborhoods. You already see people moving to the neighborhoods and integrating in with the community. I mean, you've got the residents who have been there for decades who take a lot of pride and played a very active role in the development of these new parks and trails, and so they've got a strong stake, skin in the game. And then you've got new residents coming in as well, working with those existing residents, and everybody really just coming together and connecting. And that's really the beauty of the Atlanta Beltline, is that it brings people together in ways that the city really hasn't seen in a long time.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So Dan, I guess you can tell us how you came in and implemented the trail and the running series for it.
So I started the running series with the partnership back in late 2010. And what's funny is 2 years ago, even actually, for more than 2 years ago, I didn't really, I hate to admit to this, I didn't know anything about the Atlanta Beltline.
Wow.
But I also lived way outside the city limits, North Atlanta. I did a lot of racing and all that, and had some friends kind of talk about the Atlanta Beltline. And I started researching. I was like, wow, this is an amazing project.
Right.
So I approached them probably fall of 2010, close to Thanksgiving, and just said, hey, guys, what do you think about putting on a running series and doing all this kind of fun stuff and how we can really embrace the community and show off the Atlanta Beltline and what it means to the city and embrace the runners and create more of an active community. And it's just grown since then and been a lot of fun.
We said we were waiting for you to come in because we want to do it and we don't know how. We need somebody who knows what they're doing to put this on.
It adds extra excitement.
Oh, yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. It makes so much sense. I mean, we've got these new trails open. Get people on them,
Right.
So we started, our first race was April 27th of 2011. And it was up here in the north side, Collier Hills area. And we created a little fun media challenge. So we kind of started creating some media challenges, and I'll kind of come back to some of these challenges and what we've been doing in some of these races, just to really, like Rob was saying, embrace the community, show off the communities, the neighborhoods, the businesses. But our first race last year, I think we had about 360 registrations, participants, somewhere in that area. Our second race was July, I want to say around 13th or 15th of last year. We increased our runners to about 400. This was down in the Southwest Corridor, which is kind of where Ralph David and White Street come together. And What's a better landmark description? Because I know when people tell me where that is, it's hard to explain to them.
It's down where the West End and the Westview communities are. So you've got Gordon White Park. Okay. You've got the Wren's Nest, okay. Which is a landmark. You've got Brown Middle School. There's a Kroger City Center down there. But really, it's actually where the first trail for the Atlanta Beltline opened up. So we opened that back up in 2008. And that's back when I was trying to put races together. So we did have a 5K when that opened up, but Dan's done a much better job with running awesome. Series than I did.
That's awesome.
And that's a cool community, too. I mean, they've really embraced it. That's none of them are. I mean, it's just all of them are great communities. It's been a lot of fun. And then we did, the first two were 5Ks, and then we did a 10K in December. And that was, like Rob was saying, in the East Side area, the East Side Trail that's going to be opening up here in another couple of weeks, which I think is going to be amazingly popular. I mean, I'm looking forward. I mean, like I said, I lived in suburbia. Now I'm knee-deep here in town, and I live right on that East Side Trail now. So I'm looking forward to this thing opening up and running all over back and forth at Piedmont Park. But the running series has been fun. I mean, we've had a lot of great success in growing this thing, and like I said, we've had two 5Ks and a 10K. The success from last year, we went from roughly 350, 360 registrations in our first race to 700 registrations this year in our first race. Our next race coming up July 14th, just a little less than a week away. And, you know, we've got probably about 300 registrations, so I think we're going to obviously exceed the amount that we had last year. But along the ways, what we've been doing has been fun as we create some unique challenges at all these races and just try to, you know, build upon the excitement with the runners in this community, the businesses, the neighborhoods, all the unique venues. Like I said, our first race, we created a media challenge. Right. So we kind of went out and had, and I think you were a part of that first race, were you not?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
December, right?
So then you weren't, and I might have gotten to you after the fact. So the media challenge, because we reached out to have local media personalities, radio, television, come out and run in this thing. Katie Brace has taken home the prize both years now. Nice. Strong runner from CBS. Then our July race, we kind of upped the ante, and we created a police department, fire department challenge. And that one was fun. So we actually had Chief Cochran come out in our first year, last July, and kind of present the awards. And then our December race happened to fall on the same day as the SEC Championship. So, you know, Atlanta's a huge collegiate sports town.
Right.
So we thought, you know, how can we kind of embrace that community and build upon it and then showcase, you know, this amazing project in Atlanta? And so we invited, you know, local alumni associations to come out and compete, put up tailgate tents, and you know, be kind of fun to watch this thing grow over the years and just have tailgate tents all up along the East Side Trail, you know, wearing your favorite collegiate colors and cheering along the way. And so we had about a dozen universities last year participate in that, so we're bringing back all of those challenges this year, and really building upon it and growing them. And our Northside 5K, we had the police department, fire department challenge, along with the media challenge, and then we had a field day challenge, you know, kind of embracing the families, along with the 5K. So we had a lot of stuff going on there with the 5K.
Yeah.
And you were there, obviously. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that was fun. We had a great turnout from both the police and fire department. Both Chief Cochran and Chief Turner were there as well.
Right.
And they were excited. So I think that's really going to get bigger in time.
And so this is really, I'm spreading the word about the Beltline. Now people who are runners are saying, oh, well, hey, I'm not in the race, but let me take a run on the, you know, on the trail today when I wake up this morning. Or, you know, let me tell a friend about it. Or maybe you guys are bringing in more volunteers.
Yeah, I mean, this is a great way for people, whether they run in the races or not, to, you know, get out and use the trails. You can go to beltline.org. We've got interactive maps if you want to see what trails are open and how to get to them. The other thing that we've started doing this year is the run club. So for the Atlanta Beltline Running Series, last year we had the three races. This year we have the three races, but then we also have a free run club every month that meets at different restaurant establishments around the Beltline, go out for a 3 or 4 mile run, and then come back and We have been very pleased with the generosity of our restaurant partners in providing food and beverages afterwards when folks get back. So, and all that information is available on the Facebook page for the running series, as well as at run.beltline.org.
Awesome.
But as like you said, I mean, it's a way for these guys to get out and experience a different part of the city, see some different areas, different venues, establishments, you know, get a chance to run along the Beltline. Like Rob was saying, it's just been well received, and you know, we're really getting involved with a lot of great business partners as well, like IDR, Internal Data Resources, is our title sponsor. You know, they have really embraced this running series and, you know, forming, you know, teams within their own company and some of the companies that they work with, which is just helping give more visibility, you know, to the Atlanta Beltline with the various businesses in and around Atlanta.
And the thing you see with, you know, with a company like IDR, who they do, you know, technology recruiting, it's not necessarily an industry that you would think like, big runners, you know, let's, you know, go out and be a title sponsor for a running series. But, you know, they, like many companies in Atlanta, they have such a internal culture of health and fitness and exercise. I mean, it reduces stress. It, you know, makes people happier at work. It's good for them. And so they, you know, were one of Atlanta's healthiest companies. When, you know, Dan reached out to them and they jumped all over it. And what we're seeing with them, and then, like Dan said, there are other companies like Turner and others who are forming teams for this team challenge on July 14th. That, you know, companies want to be a part of this. It's good for their employees. It's, you know, good for their relationship with the community and their relationship with the Atlanta Beltline.
Absolutely. So, Sherry, you want to tell us about how your volunteering experience has been?
Sure. Well, I became involved with the Beltline last year. I work at Urban Body Fitness in Midtown that sits right on the Beltline.
Okay.
And so we were sponsors. I was there as a representative for the 10K in December. And so after that, I mean, it was just a lot of fun. I actually was able to get a lot of clients from that event, which was nice. And so I decided also to get involved volunteering. I've volunteered at other races, and it's nice to always see the other side of the events. Like, I'm a runner and running coach, and so it's nice to be involved and see what goes on behind the scenes and help out with all the hard work and details that runners don't necessarily realize goes on.
Right.
And it's just a lot of fun. So you want to make it fun and a memorable event so that the runners keep coming back. And it's just a lot of fun, and I really enjoyed, like, the push-up challenge at the Northside 5K in April was a lot of fun to watch and just see those guys, you know, flaunting their testosterone. That's pretty fun.
Just be so excited about it. It's great to see people be so excited about an amazing project. I mean, they don't, you know, they may or may not realize it, I guess, you know, that this is what's going on, but it's a major development, and they are being, you know, a huge part of it. So
I mean, we see that the community is just so invested in this project. Yeah, as I mentioned, it started as this kind of grassroots movement that got elevated up to the mayor and city council. It was not a kind of top-down bureaucrats, you know, figuring out what kind of planning to do. This was really something that started with the community and remains with the community. And you've got, I mean, we have probably about 1,000 people who volunteer in some capacity for the various programs that we have with the Atlanta Beltline. You've got, we have a program called the Adopt the Atlanta Beltline program that Urban Body Fitness is actually one of the adopters, but we've got about 57, 58 organizations who have adopted quarter mile segments of the Beltline, and they're out there on a regular basis picking up litter, removing invasive plants, keeping an eye on stuff, reporting anything that doesn't quite look right. And it's just more of that community investment in really taking ownership and taking care of the Atlanta Beltline. We've taken probably about 13,000 people on free tours of the Beltline. So you can sign up for those on the 15th of every month. Open up the next month, but those are incredibly popular. We've been doing those for probably about 5 years now.
How long is the tour?
It's a 3-hour tour. We will bring you back, a 3-hour tour. Yeah. But we will get you back. They start and end at the MM Park MARTA station. Okay. So you can take Marta to get on the tour, or there's plenty of parking there if you want to drive. The tour bus leaves. We zigzag through all 45 neighborhoods, and you really get, I mean, our tour guides do such a wonderful job. You get a great appreciation, not only for the project itself and seeing the parts that are open and the parts that are under construction and coming soon, but also you just get such an appreciation for Atlanta's history, for the diversity of communities. You know, the Beltline runs through some of Atlanta's, lowest income and some of Atlanta's highest income neighborhoods. It runs through predominantly African American neighborhoods, predominantly Caucasian neighborhoods, and everything in between. And that's really the beauty of this project, of how it's bringing the city together so that we don't kind of remain in our own silos and enclaves, but we actually do get out and connect and, you know, see parts of the city that, and we hear this all the time. Like, I've lived in Atlanta my whole life, and I never knew that, you know, this neighborhood was over here. Yeah, and it's, you know, it's crazy because the Beltline's, you know, 2-3 miles outside of the center of the city. It's not like we're, you know, going outside 285. I mean, this is all in the core of the city.
And it's a good thing for, I guess, tourists, too, right, that are just entering the city, don't really know much about the city. They can hop on the bus, take a tour.
We get tourists. You do need to make reservations in advance because they do fill up quickly, although you can. We do have some people walk on the morning of. But we have tourists, people, you know, like I'll say people like Dan, who used to live in the suburbs and kind of recently moved in town, or maybe move to Atlanta from another city. I think it's a great way just to get an overview of the city and kind of say, oh, where might I want to live? You know, what's going on? Where are the kind of cool places to hang out? So it's a very highly recommend taking the tour.
I would agree. I mean, I've been telling everybody that, like Rob was saying, when I took it, I mean, I grew up in Atlanta, I guess, so to speak. But then I saw a lot of stuff when I went on that tour. It was like, wow, okay. I mean, it was really cool. So, I've been telling everybody to hop on.
And, tour.
Yeah, absolutely. Because you would be amazed at the project and the significance and you know, the areas and how it's connecting. And even like that North Side, you know, 5K that we had up here in the trail. A lot of people didn't even know that park existed down there. I mean, that's a beautiful park. It's a beautiful area. I didn't even know about that. But, yeah, you get some great visibility on that tour.
Yeah, the Tanier Creek Park, which actually Dan had mentioned the field day a little bit, the field day challenge a little bit earlier. I mean, one of the things we try to do with the running series is really highlight the assets of the community that we're in.
Mm-hmm.
So for, you know, the Collier Hills North neighborhood, Ardmore Park, you know, that park is a huge asset. So we're like, what can we do in this park, you know, after the race to get people excited and really appreciating it? We came up with that field day challenge. Whereas,
and then you had the scavenger hunt thing.
Yeah, well, there was a scavenger hunt, I think.
Well, yeah, that was kind of as one of the run clubs.
Yeah.
So
Okay. Now
we're doing that in a kind of a bigger way for this upcoming July 14th 5K, because what also, I don't know if we talked about this, the other thing that's kind of cool about the Beltline, too, is a lot of the art on the Beltline.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of think of the West End in that area. There's a lot of amazing art installations that... You know, there's one mural that kind of depicts the history of the West End. So we thought it would be kind of cool of, as we're, you know, as we run and walk along this trail, we're probably running right by these amazing installations and you don't get to see them. So we've taken, you know, a scavenger hunt idea, because we work with some great, you know, venues like Fox Theater, Atlanta Ballet and Atlanta Braves, guys like them to help, you know, sponsor with, you know, some great prizes. So we're kind of associating these prizes with these art installations. So as people are running or walking, if they can kind of find those art installations, at least stop, take a look at it, learn a little bit about it. Yeah, so yeah, we're kind of expanding on what we did. And like what Rob was saying, the Tanya Creek Park was kind of cool and unique for the North Side. You know, we've got a corridor, an off-road corridor section that's a part of the July 14th 5K, and that's kind of a unique one. And like, there's some great art installations, but I don't know if you want to talk about
some. I mean, the art on the Atlanta Beltline, this will be the third year. So this is Atlanta's largest public temporary art exhibit. So wow. They're, you know, in both on the east side and the west side, in the corridors that we own, there are murals, there are live performances, there's music, there's poetry, there's, you know, sculpture. I mean, just a ton of stuff. And
throughout the trail.
Yeah, throughout the trail. And so it started a few years ago, before we had as many things open, as just a way to get people to realize, like, hey, there's this railroad corridor here that's going to be the Beltline. You'd be able to see the city from a whole new perspective and actually get people to understand how they could start using the Beltline to physically move around the city and between neighborhoods. The art on the Beltline started to do that, but then, as Dan said, there, you know, a lot of the murals have been permanent installations, so they're still there. And what we're trying to do on this with this race, because that is such a kind of key aspect or key component, particularly in this southwest portion, there just happen to be a lot of places where you can do some really cool murals, is really making people aware of that.
So if I know an artist that wants to put their murals mm-hmm. or some sort of art on the trail,
you go to art.beltline.org.
Okay.
No www. That's where the information is. And all of the artists have been selected for this fall. The exhibition starts in September and runs for 3 months. But there'll be a call for artists towards the first part of next year for 2013.
Okay. Cool. All right. So let's get into talking about the race coming up next week. Not even in a week, 6 days. Huh?
Exactly. So it's July 14th. It starts at 7:30 a.m. It's down in the West End. Space Atlanta is our host. They actually hosted it last year. So the great thing is the post race is going to be indoors.
Oh,
out of the heat.
Right.
got a lot of great sponsors involved with this and the running series. But like Rob said, the challenge that we created with this one was a team challenge. So we've got probably about a dozen to 14 teams that have actually already formed, you know, either businesses like Turner's got a team, CDC's got a pretty big contingency, you know, Jamestown Green Street Properties, who is the folks behind building out Pont City Market, as Robert alluded to. So, and then we've got Atlanta Beltline Run Club has their own team. So we just got a lot of great teams. There's a $500 cash purse. So $150 goes to the fastest team, $200 goes to the largest team, and then $150 goes to the most spirited team. And what we're trying to do is, with this race, at the post race, is put the power of the voting in the hands of the runners. I mean, obviously, we're going to know who the fastest team is going to be probably pretty quickly.
Right.
We're going to know who the largest team is probably before the race starts. But the most spirited team, that's the one I want to kind of have fun with, right? And hopefully people just kind of come out with some crazy stuff and mm-hmm. let them do some voting. And like I said, there's a $500 cash purse with that. It starts at 7:30 in the morning.
It's obviously open to the public. Anybody can come out and watch and cheer on.
Exactly. Bring their dog, bring their strollers. I mean, it does start in an off-road corridor, so you'd have to kind of, you know, from a strollers or shoes, cautious of what you wear. But yeah, right. It's open to anybody and everybody. I mean, we'll be taking race day registrations as well. The shirts are technical shirts, pretty amazing. We've got a committee of volunteers that really help, you know, with the success. As Sherry had said, you know, the volunteers is what really makes this running series a success.
Right.
So the design for this shirt is phenomenal. And then we got some really cool, unique medals. So that goes to the overalls and age groups as well. So not only is there a team challenge for prizes, you know, but the individuals can get some reward out of it as well.
Awesome. So where do they go to get their race number?
So a couple ways. One is just to go on run.beltline.org. And again, as Rob said, no www there. That kind of gives them the details on, you know, how to set up a team. Because we kind of have a different process going for them in setting up a profile and setting up a team, and then they can register. The other one is they can go in-store at West Stride register in-store at West Stride. Having a hard time saying registration and West Stride in one sentence. Or, you know, take a chance at race day and sign up as well. I mean, we'll probably have a limited number of race bibs, but they can take a chance coming out race day, race morning. But yeah, run.beltline.org is the best way to go get all the information, or the Atlanta Beltline Running Series fan page on Facebook as well.
Awesome. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in and sharing the Atlanta Beltline information with us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much for having us. And I would be remiss if I did not tell everybody to make sure that you go out and vote on July 31st for transit on the Atlanta Beltline. There's a transit.beltline.org, but basically we can get transit up and running in the next 5 years or so. Your vote's awesome. Very important.
Sounds good.
Thanks.
Been listening to Georgia Focus, a public affairs presentation of this radio station and the Georgia News Network. The views expressed on Georgia Focus are not necessarily those of the staff, ownership, and management of this station or the Georgia News Network. If you have comments or questions about Georgia Focus, contact Rob Maynard at the Georgia News Network at 1-800-776-4638 or email gnn@clearchannel.com. Thanks for listening.
More Wild is next.